The United States has sustained 31 consecutive years of trade deficits. Those deficits have reached successively higher records in each of the past 5 years. The U.S. trade deficit has, in fact, more than doubled since President George W. Bush took office. The U.S. trade deficit has been a drag on our economic growth in 18 of the 24 quarters of George W. Bush's presidency. Free trade has been the most expensive trade policy this nation has ever pursued. There is absolutely nothing free about ever larger trade deficits, mounting trade debts, and the loss of millions of good-paying American jobs. Since the beginning of this new century, the United States has lost more than 3 million manufacturing jobs. 3 million more jobs have been lost to cheap overseas labor markets in the name of outsourcing, as corporate America campaigns relentlessly for what it calls higher productivity, efficiency, and competitiveness. All three words have been revealed to mean nothing more than they are code words for the cheapest possible labor in the world. I've been called a table-thumping protectionist, and the Bush administration has hurled at me its favorite public epithet, at least in terms of economic policy, calling me an economic isolationist. Nothing could be farther from the truth. I believe, as I hope you and the majority of all members of this Congress believe, irrespective of your political party, in the importance of an international system of trade and finance that is orderly, predictive, well-regulated, mutual, and fair. Reciprocity does not in any way connote protectionism. Mutuality does not in any way connote economic isolationism. But both terms, when applied to our trade policy, require a pragmatism and a commitment to the domestic and national interests of this country in all international agreements. And I believe, as I hope you do, that no international agreement of any kind should ever again be signed by this government without clear, honest understanding of the potentially awesome impact that such agreements have on the lives of our working men and women, our environment, and the quality of life.